Over the last 2 years, we've had to cut staff, we've had to cut programs. Those have not been easy decisions. They've impacted students, they've impacted adults in our community as well. We know that if this is a no vote, regardless if it's a yes or no vote, the plan is to close Washington Elementary School. If it's a no, that we would move fourth grade students up to Jefferson Elementary, fifth and sixth grade students would move up to Valley City High School. Valley City High School then would turn into a grades 5 through 12 building. I'll tell you that this building was not configured for students in grades 5 through 12. We talked about everybody all under one roof and being able to keep students separate. That would be a lot more of a challenge here, let alone figuring out where the green space and recess and playground would be for fifth and sixth grade students as well. And again, that's strictly from an operational standpoint. The other thing that we would do is close and sell our district office building. Regardless of the outcome on June 10th, the plan is to sell the office building to again consolidate, to reduce our overhead and our expenditures. So, but our first and foremost priority from the committee, from the school board, is our students, not our district office staff. We just started a pre-K program, and so the challenge with moving fourth graders to Jefferson is, can we continue to have pre-K two classrooms continue to be up at Jefferson? Time will tell. Again, if we have a no vote, cutting additional staff and programs, trying to balance our budget, also being able to plan forward, and then continuing to defer maintenance needs. So $37 million was the estimate Mike and his company had come up with. Right below that line said, if it's a no vote, if we take Washington offline, which is what the plan would be, that was $6.5 million. So that's where we estimated that number down to $30 million. So in a no vote, Washington's offline, the district office is offline, we still have $30 million of deferred maintenance that we would need to address. One unfortunate, unintended consequence of the property tax relief that we didn't follow and a lot of school districts hadn't fully comprehended. When property tax relief passed, they also passed as part of that bill a law that said schools cannot have school referendums outside of a general or primary election. And so for us, had this vote failed, but it had been relatively close, we got feedback, we were able to make modifications and come back to the community, we were thinking that maybe that would be a fall vote. This fall is in fall of 2025. Well, we learned that the next vote that we would be able to have the opportunity would be June 2026. And so over the course of that time and leaning back on ICON and Mike and their expertise, as you guys all know right now with tariffs and national economy, that actually has been advantageous for school construction and bidding in North Dakota and around the region because there's not a lot of other projects that are happening.